Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Mark, how you doing? Thanks for coming. Please be seated. Thank you. Welcome to the White House. I really appreciate you coming to celebrate Black Music Month. Music has been a part of this house since its beginning. Some of our presidents themselves were skilled musicians. Some were not. As a matter of fact, after the Temptations came here a couple of months ago, I was so inspired that I thought I would take up singing. Laura said, "You might just stick with practicing your speaking." So thanks for giving me a chance to do it today, and thanks for coming. We're going to have a pretty special day here at the White House. I want to thank my friend Alfonso Jackson and Marcia. It's good to see you. Appreciate you being here. Rod Page, former Secretary of the Education, celebrating his 75th birthday today. Yeah. You're looking good, Rodney. Dr. Dorothy Height. Honored you're here, Dr. Height. Proud to be with you. Roslyn Brock, Vice Chairman of the NAACP. Roslyn, yep, good to see you, Roslyn. Thanks for coming. Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League. Proud to have you here, Mark. Thanks for coming. John Still, President and CEO of the Gospel Music Association. Thanks, John. Dr. Bobby Jones, television host. Where are you, Bobby? There you are, Bobby. Deanna Williams, co-founder and president of the International Association of African American Music. Deanna, thank you for coming. And everybody else. As we honor Black music in America, our thoughts turn to one of his legends, Bo Diddley. Bo was one of the pioneers of rock and roll. And during his more than five decades as a singer, songwriter, and performer, he changed the face of music. He really did. We mourn his loss, yet we know this, that his memory will live on the songs and the joy he brought to millions, including a little fellow like me. So all of us here today send our thoughts and prayers to Bo Diddley's family. Over the years, the White House has been home to many memorable events in Black music. I suspect that 30 years from now, when a president is speaking, he's going to say this is going to be one of the memorable events. In 1882, President Chester A. Arthur invited to the White House the first Black choir ever to perform here, the Jubilee Singers from Fisk University in Tennessee. Of course, during those days, they had trouble finding a place to stay. But they were welcomed warmly here at the White House, just like everybody here is welcomed warmly at the White House. Their music was so powerful that it moved President Arthur to tears. In the ensuing decades, other presidents followed this example, recognizing the contributions of Black musicians when many other Americans would not. Benjamin Harrison welcomed the daughter of a former slave and an opera singer named Sister Retta Jones. President Franklin Roosevelt called on the talented Maria Anderson to sing Ave Maria for the King and Queen of England. In 1979, President Jimmy Carter welcomed the legendary Chuck Berry in his first official celebration of Black Music Month at the White House. Ever the performer, Chuck Berry changed the lyrics in one of his famous songs from O Carol to O Amy in honor of the little girl sitting on the White House lawn. The day's finale came when the entire audience rose to his feet, swaying and clapping to the gospel song, Jesus is the Answer. For this year's Black Music Month, we return to the theme of gospel music. The gospel music tradition was born from great pain. Slaves sang spirituals to communicate with one another in the fields, and songs of faith helped Black Americans endure the injustice of segregation. Today, gospel is more than an anchor for black culture and history. It's a source of inspiration for the whole nation. Gospel has influenced some of the legends of other forms of American music. Louis Armstrong once said that when he sang in church, his heart went into every song. Aretha Franklin wowed crowds in her dad's church in Detroit. Elvis Presley listened to gospel music after rock concerts to calm his mind. And Bob Dylan won a Grammy for a song for his album of gospel hymns. Today, gospel music continues to provide strength for our communities, and it is making the good news sound sweeter than ever. I know you're looking forward to three great gospel performers we have in store. So I'd like to now turn over the podium over to the founder of Gospel Today magazine, our outstanding MC this evening, Teresa Harrison.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And thank you, Mr. President. And on behalf of all of us, thank you for today's gospel celebration. I'm Teresa Harrison, founder and publisher of Gospel Today magazine, and I'm delighted to once again serve as your MC. It's fitting that we are celebrating gospel as this year also marks the 75th anniversary of the formation of gospel's first musical convention, which was organized by the father of gospel music, Dr. Thomas A. Dorsey. So it's a great time to honor gospel music, which is filled with good news. And I'm sure we can all appreciate the opportunity to sit back, relax, and kick off your shoes. Not really. But just enjoy today's inspirational offering here in the White House. The gospel music genre is producing a new generation of gospel talents with its own style and sizzle. Hampton, Virginia-born Spensha Baker is part of that new generation. She's a very special young lady. Spensha was already performing in front of millions on CBS's Star Search at the age of 12. And thanks to her wonderful mom. Now at 15 and in the ninth grade, Spensha is soon to release her very own debut album. Let's welcome to the stage now Miss Spensha Baker.
Blessed and honored to be here, not only just to sing for the leader of this free world, but for everybody, for all you wonderful people. I wanted to sing a song off of my album entitled Hold On, and the title kind of speaks for itself. I am sure that there have been many times where you have felt like all hope was gone, or you felt like you wanted to give up, or you couldn't make it. But the reason why this country is such a strong country is because you held on. And so I wanted to thank you for that. I love the lyrics. I know just what it feels like when there's no place to go. And I know just what it feels like when you're all alone. And sometimes that's where you are when you preach the gospel, and you're absolutely right. I was listening back there. The gospel is our strength. And so I'm so honored to be able to sing it for you. This is entitled Hold On.
What it feels like to be on your own, and I know just what it feels like when there's no place to go. Said I know just what it feels like to not belong. Yes, I know just what it feels like. Do you know? Do you know? Oh yeah. And when the bottom falls out, feels like you're losing ground. Just hold on. When you're lost in the dark and you can't see no way out, hold on. Gotta know it's gonna get better. He can put it back together if you just hold on, oh. Just keep your head up. No, you don't have to stay down. Hold on. I know just what it feels like when all your hope is gone. Said I know just what it feels like, 'cause I've been there before. And I know that a better day's coming after the storm. And I know that your help is on the way, it won't be too long, oh no, oh no. Oh, feel like you're losing ground. Hold on, yeah, yeah. When you're lost in the dark and you can't see no way out, no, no, no. Hold on. You gotta know it's gonna get better. My God can put it back together if you just hold on. Just keep your head up. No, you don't have to stay down, oh yeah. Hold on. Take it from me. You just gotta believe.
Take it from me.
Oh.
You just gotta believe.
Take it from me. You just gotta believe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Take it from me. You just gotta believe.
Yeah. Take it from me. You just gotta
Ooh.
Believe.
Take it from me. All you gotta do is believe. Can you hear me now? Hold on, hold on, hold on.
And you can't see no way out when you can't see no way.
He can put it back together if you just hold on, hold on. Take it from me.
Wow, fantastic, fantastic. Yes. Most gospel artists were born and raised in the church, but Curt Carr wasn't. He was a teenager before he started attending church, but once he started, he never stopped. Curt has always had a knack for music, and as he became more inspired by the church, his love for gospel music developed. However, he is one of a handful of classically trained, multi-talented gospel musicians who decided to combine innovation with tradition. As a result, Curt's compositional output is flavored with contemporary arrangements, yet it satisfies even the most seasoned gospel lovers, and for good reason. Curt has worked with many gospel greats, including Reverend James Cleveland and the awesome music ministry at the West Angeles Church of God in Christ. Curt's music is multidimensional and multicultural. His composition, In the Sanctuary, has, to date, been translated into 9 different languages and recorded by more than 20 different acts all over the world. Welcome to the stage now, Mr. Curt Carr and the Curt Carr Singers.
My clap your hands.
Come on and get a blessing.
From the Lord.
From the Lord.
Come on, clap your hands with us, everybody. Kumbaya.
Oh, kumbaya, Lord, kumbaya.
Yeah.
Kumbaya.
I need a miracle. Was number one all around the world. You gotta go like this, everybody. Push it up like this. It goes like this.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
If you know it, sing it with us.
To give you the glory.
We lift our hands.
We
will praise you. Yes. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's tell him yes, everybody.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. For the rest of my day.
Hey, yes. Come on, sing yes to the will of God. Yes, Lord. That's quite a workout. We are so honored to be here today to share this incredible opportunity, and we give respect and honor to President Bush, and we've met him, and I've claimed that he's my homeboy because I've recently moved to Houston, Texas, and we're so excited to be here, Mr. President, to share with all of you. I brought this young lady with me. When I was growing up in Connecticut, she was the star singer of my church. She never received great acclaim. No one around the world too much knows her. But she's one of the greatest warriors in the kingdom. And this woman, believe it or not, is 89 years old. And God has placed on my heart that it's never too late. You never know when God is gonna bless you. So at 89 years old, she's having her first visit to the White House. And I want her to sing a little bit for you.
Whoa!
Miss Narcissus Hinton, everybody. Give it up for her. This song says we're strong enough to make a difference in the world. We've got to let our light shine.
When your light touches my light, that's enough light
to take away the darkness of the world.
Take away the darkness of the world, Jesus.
Light inside us.
Light inside us.
Means you and I are strong enough.
You and I are strong enough to make a difference in the world. Together, you and I are bright enough to illuminate the world.
Let it shine, everybody.
Let it shine.
Shine like a beacon.
Shine like a beacon. Let it shine
like a thousand burning suns.
Like a thousand burning suns. Let it shine. Enough to make a difference in the world. Together, you and I are bright enough.
Come on, let's have some church in here. Come on.
Let it shine.
Oh, shine like a beacon.
Let it shine.
Oh, yeah. Let it
everybody
shine.
Stand up on your feet. Come on.
Let it shine.
Oh, oh, let your light forever shine.
Let it shine.
Support our light. Whatever you do, don't let your light go out.
Whatever you do, don't let your light go out.
Come on, say it with us, everybody.
Whatever you do, don't let your light go out.
Come on, one more time. Whatever you do.
Whatever you do, don't let your light go out.
Whatever you do.
Whatever you do, don't let your light go out. Hold up the light.
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 Don't let your light go.
Don't let your light go.
Hold up the light.
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 Don't let your light go.
You and I are strong enough.
You and I are strong enough to make a difference in the world. Together, you and I. Bright enough to illuminate the world. To illuminate the world.
God bless you. God bless America.
Wow. Give him another hand. Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers. Awesome, 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 awesome. Yes. I just want to look like that when I'm 89, right? Wow. Gospel is definitely a family business. And one of gospel's most amazingly gifted and legendary families is the Hawkins family. The Hawkins rose to the forefront of gospel music back in the late 60s and early 70s. Their Bay Area, California flair and finesse became a favorite of music listeners worldwide, in and out of gospel arenas. In 1969, Edwin's arrangement of the hymn, Oh Happy Day, became a mega hit, winning a Grammy Award and selling over 7 million copies. Oh Happy Day has become one of the most popular gospel songs in history. Later, in an effort to educate others, Edwin founded the Music and Arts Seminar, a convention that is now over 25 years old. Meanwhile, Edwin's younger brother, Walter, has found his own prominence as a dynamic gospel songwriter and performer. Walter's Love Alive series of albums is filled with songs that are absolute classics in the gospel repertoire. He has also penned hits for many, many other artists. In 1973, Walter became pastor of the Love Center Church in Oakland, California, and he is now Bishop Walter Hawkins and provides leadership for several other pastors and churches. And now, to conclude today's presentation, please help me make welcome the gospel pioneers, Edwin and Walter Hawkins.
afternoon, everybody. I would say it, but it's already happened. You've changed the place into a sanctuary, and now we're having church this afternoon. All the church folks, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
All right. It's good to be here. It's a great privilege to be here with the President of the United States, and I am acutely aware that we're at the White House and celebrating gospel music, but I'd really love at this time to not sing a song to you about him. We sing a lot of songs about God, but I'm going to sing this one to him. Is that all right? Amen. All right. I will sing your praise, for you have done such a marvelous thing for someone so wretched. Yet my soul, you have redeemed. This is what I know. No one else could do it. No one could care. Thought my soul was worth it. Oh, Lord, Lord. So you gave your
glorious name.
So, 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 so marvelous.
What a marvelous name.
Oh, Lord, you have
this marvelous. Marvelous. Marvelous.
Whoa.
So marvelous.
When you saved me.
Marvelous.
It was marvelous.
Marvelous.
When you delivered me.
Marvelous.
It was marvelous.
So marvelous.
And then you changed me.
Marvelous.
You rearranged me.
Marvelous.
You set me free.
Marvelous.
Free from sin, Lord.
So marvelous.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
For what you've done for
it's
me.
Marvelous.
I want to thank you, Lord.
Feel a praise in the house. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is marvelous, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
We have made this place a house of worship. And that's always appropriate because that's what he made us to be, worshipers, right? Amen. It's good to be here with our president and with all of you today. What do I do after that? Some marvelous, marvelous talent here today. I see Marvin Sapp in the house. How about it for the Kirk Carr Singers? Aren't they fabulous? Dr. Bobby Jones is in the house. Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Boy, someday we'll all be together. It's a
It's an old song I wrote many years ago. The streets together. Someday we'll walk hand in hand together. Peace beyond the shore, we'll study war no more. Somewhere,
someday,
troubles will be over. Someday, we'll live in peace. Forever, for real love will be, and hate will be no more. Somewhere, somehow, someday. We're gonna be together, oh yeah. Someday, I know we'll be
together.
We're gonna be together. There'll be peace on that bright shore. We'll study. Study war no more.
Someday,
I know we'll be
together.
Do you believe that today? Be together,
someday,
you and me.
Someday,
we're gonna be together.
Someday,
there'll be no more crying.
Someday,
there'll be no more dying.
Someday,
if in our hearts
someday,
we do believe,
someday,
we shall overcome.
Someday,
we're gonna be together.
We're gonna be together.
Someday.
Someday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that day. Our final song, my brother's coming back. It was a happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Some of you all know this song, right? Can you sing along with us? All right. Come on up, Kurt. come on up, Marvin. Here we go. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Oh, when he was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh.
Happy day.
Come on, let me hear you.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Oh, when you are.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
He washed every one of my sins away.
Oh, happy
yeah.
Day.
Oh. He taught me how.
He taught me how.
He taught me how. Every one of my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
he taught me how.
He taught me how.
He taught me how. How to fall.
My hand pray.
My Lord, good God. Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
It's a happy, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
It's a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
was.
Oh, happy day. He brought
my
sins
away.
A happy, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
What a happy, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
The day that Jesus washed all.
Oh, happy day.
Washed the sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, it's a happy, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
It's a happy, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
The day he died.
It is indeed a happy day. Thank you all for coming. Thanks for enlivening the White House. May God bless you all, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.